like, okay, I'm confused. We've written this thing down.
It's 1181, right?
1127.
1127.
Okay, I'm trying to, I'm trying to push back.
You're going the wrong way. Yours, you got from 1164.
No, they're not necessarily.
Oh.
There we go. 1127.
He's got a form like that in here somewhere.
Okay. So 1127 in the budget is right, just two lines. So it went from 1,452 to 1,027,500. Yeah.
Is our what? Is that our revenue projection?
No, our revenue for is right here. In actual 23 was 1.9. We left it 1.970 for 24, and we brought it up to 2.20 for 25. Yeah,
the one thing you have to understand about the revenue is that is not what was actually collected during that year. That includes any rollover from previous years not used.
Well, now,
because we did not collect $1.9 million in innkeeper's tax in 23.
So it's a year-end balance?
Well, I may tend to disagree, because when we can pop up 23, but there was 433 as the beginning balance, and I know her revenue report will add that as a revenue, but you should balance out to 923 for the fund report, and that shows 1,937 in 23 from two things. Money for four mortgage payments.
Oh, I see what you're, that includes the money that the music center gives you for the mortgage payment.
Yeah, thank you, because that does run through the books of 1127.
Right. So the 600
pays its mortgage through our account?
Yeah, the county has to write the check.
So it's our mortgage.
It comes through.
The county has to, the county has to write the
check. So it's our mortgage?
Yeah, the county's the one that knows.
So we're on the hook for your mortgage.
General obligation bond, correct.
You're responsible for making sure the check is written. That's how it has to be written.
Okay, yeah, so apparently there's a risk there. Okay, good to know. All right. What else?
So the normal tax is 1.327.
Right.
And then, so they put it in two budget, two line items.
Right.
And, but you've got the mortgage payment and the Maple Leaf payment in there for 24. I didn't see it for 25, nor do I see the mortgage payment music center in there.
When I do the budget, I don't put that number in there.
Oh, why not?
I mean,
so we should put it at the top.
Never have.
Okay.
I mean, I never have.
We should, to really make this fund correct, we should put in all revenue and all expenses. Because technically, we got to appropriate the payment, right?
I'm mean, this is not new to me, the innkeepers. I've been doing it for 20 plus years.
But the budget.
But I've never had to put the music center mortgage in as, because they've always paid their mortgage to the county auditor, so I've never had to include that in the budget. While I've always included a line item in there for part of that, we had never paid part of that mortgage. So I've never had to put,
well, great, I'm trying to follow you.
I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah,
I do too.
All revenue, all expenses.
Yeah, I'm not used to seeing the music center paying the county, because I didn't realize we were paying mortgage. You're like,
we originally didn't. We originally wrote the check to the bank ourselves. But then we were told by the State Board of Accounts that the check really should be written by the county.
So there was some kind of accounting error?
Could have been. I don't know. Just in a conversation I had, and
I call it correction of flow of funds.
Yes.
The flow of funds means it's got to go through you, which usually means the enacting document for the payment illustrates the flow of funds, and we weren't following it originally.
It has to go through the auditor to be tracked and recorded, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Appropriate.
So that's, yeah, that's why it's, we're not on the hook for it.
Well.
We're being given the money from the music center to write the check to pay for the mortgage. If we don't get the money from the music center, we.
Are on the hook?
No.
We're not?
No.
You would use whatever innkeeper's tax.
Oh, well, I mean, that's taxpayer money, so yeah, we're on the hook, right? That's the county money, so.
I have not.
Who owns that other than the county, right? I mean, it's county taxpayer dollars, so. Yeah, but I'm not used to seeing it on there, right? And it sounds like originally it was not being done according to what State Board of Accounts wanted to be done, and so it's been added, which makes sense because we can't, I mean, we don't have just $600,000 showing up, kind of just where does it go, right? And we have this expense as a county, apparently, we have to pay the mortgage for the music center after you pay us, hopefully.
Yeah, that's why I show it as a revenue, and then, so now we need to probably correctly put it in the 25 budget.
So let me ask you this, is the music center paying the CBC, or are they paying the county, or are they paying the bank? Who are they paying?
Well, that was all documented a week ago, and I got it somewhere.
They write a check to the county auditor.
Not the CBC?
Not the CBC. And they deliver it to the county auditor along with the statement, the payment statement.
Any other questions?
Let's see what Greg comes up with here. I guess while he's looking at that, would you just walk us through the budget for the CBB this year?
CBC. Basically, I just put in there, you know, at one point, somebody on the council, and I think it was 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, asked, because I used to just put a lump sum in there, and they asked for a breakdown a little bit more. So that's why it's broke out. I think I talked to Sandy and Doug as far as how it actually shows up on this as far as line items. But, you know, there we include some wages. But the majority is, you know, for marketing, the Bryan-Denny, $550,000, the Bryan-Denny Playhouse marketing, and then we also do the Hilly Half Marathon through the with the YMCA, and we have marketing money in there for that.
Which line are you on, Kevin?
Well, they've combined those, so.
So you separate the CBB 507, 50, the second one down, right? You're going to an 827.5 contract this year for that CBB, or?
That includes everything for getting marketing. So it's in the 150,000 in wages plus 627,500 for marketing.
150 for wages, where do you see that?
It's in the 827.5. This is what's broke down on my budget form. So.
We have those two. Yeah.
We have, okay, let's find that. Maybe we're not seeing the detail up here.
No, it's not in the book either, the detail.
No, here, it's not, is it?
You gotta go to the
form here.
You gotta go to the form line. The book is the same as mine.
Okay.
Visitors' interest tax, 511.27.
Yeah, salaries and wages, BC Visitor Center, $827,500.
All right, I don't think I have it yet.
Yeah, that's not, you don't have it, that's what I have broke out on here, so.
I don't have anything broke out, I got something here, you got something to put on the screen.
What's, you have just a total of $827, no budget breakout?
Well, then on the second page, it says, printing advertising and marketing combined, Visitor Center marketing, $550K, Grand Tide Playhouse marketing, $70,000, and Hilly Half Marathon, YMCA, $75,000. And then down below it says rentals, rent shares, utilities, Visitor Center, $50,000. Total budget, $200,000 going to the music center, and then the total is $1,027,500.
And the $200,000 for the music center is just budgeted if we had to pay some of the mortgage out there for any reason. The council a few years, the council a few years ago said, the music center gives you the money for the mortgage, county writes the check.
So the county council approves to send the cash to the CDC. The CDC sends the money to the music center, and the music center sends the money back?
No, no. This $200,000 would not get touched unless we had to pay the music center mortgage out of the county keeper's bank.
Right, but my question was, is I heard earlier in the conversation, the county auditor asked who pays the mortgage payment.
Right, but the music center physically brings them a check over out of their funds, not in keeper's tax, out of their funds.
Yeah.
To the auditor.
Oh, okay.
And then they're going to break the check.
So as part of the operating cost, the music center is actually cash flowing the debt.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
And that was the, right, that was the money for the mortgage, at 620 up there,
Is that the annual debt service, 620 a year?
It was
56,000, 55
yeah,
something.
Yeah, what,
so 56,000.
Yeah, because the other question I have that we couldn't answer last week was the CBB went out and bought that building, and then I didn't know what's the debt service on the CBB building.
Well,
is that mortgage cost?
They are their own corporation.
I understand that, but their revenue comes from you guys, right?
Not all their revenue.
The majority of it comes from CBC, right?
Yes.
I'm just trying to work.
Yeah, you're right.
So your question was what again? Yeah.
Well, what the debt service is on the CBB building. This is my understanding from last week.
Right.
CBB went out in 2021 and paid, you know, $1 million for that building, mm-hmm, somewhere in the neighborhood. Yes. $800 million for the building.
Yeah, it's really probably not something that we typically discuss in public.
Really?
Well, in terms of the values of the building that somebody else owns and trying to like beat up the value, it's kind of
well, the CDB is, you know, they file a 990 every year. They're a 501c3, so I'm not quite sure.
It's kind of set the point. I think you were trying to say, should we be prepared to back that mortgage as well?
I'm just asking about cash flow. It's a cash flow issue, right?
Yeah.
As long as everything cash flows, we don't have any problems.
Okay.
That's when things don't cash flow.
Well, and if something happens, you know, I'm not going to talk about past events, but, you know, the innkeeper's tax, the first thing that it does is it goes to pay the music center right. mortgage.
Yeah, but actually, if we talk about COVID, let's say that happens again. Let's say we had, you know, an extended recession with a 10% unemployment rate. We've got 300 rentals in the county. Highly unlikely that occupancy rate in those rentals are going to drop. The hotels might get hurt, but the county rentals, right, probably wouldn't, I would think.
Depends. We can speculate.
So the 827 budget increase from 24, that's almost a little under $200,000 increase for the CVB. What's that about? And then it looks like there's a good reduction in 24.
No.
In 24, I'm trying to read here on your spots.
24 is the
Yeah, we had 654 that went to 827. That's what you're asking.
To the yes. CBB?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. That's under
and
their contract.
He has another budget probably for 24 that's further broken down that would give us the distinction between the two.
Yeah, I
So the distinction, we need to see the distinction between the two.
Because actually, the 25 budget is less than the 24 budget.
But it does not include, it needs to include the payment to the musicians.
Right, I'm saying, but even that is less, the request for...
So do we need an amended budget request?
No, because whatever doesn't get used, it rolls back into the innkeeper's tax fund.
But we need to...
That money never leaves the innkeeper's tax fund.
But we need to appropriate the music center payment.
For 25, yes.
For 25, that's what you were talking, I thought. The 25 budget needs to be increased by roughly 544 or 600,000.
Yeah, if you do it for 12 months, it'd be 672. At 56,000 a month.
For the mortgage payment, right.
That's what a round thing. I don't have that exact dollar amount. It's 55,469.83. So it's 665. 55,469.83.
83. And the 12th of months of that is?
665.
665.
637.
637.
96.
96. 738.
Yeah.
But that's what we need to add to the 2025 budget. Then we'll have payment appropriated. Why did the payment go up?
It does.
Okay, but the actual for 23 was 610. The actual for 24 was 544.
It would have been depending on when they paid it. As far as if they paid it in December the year before.
Okay, because in 22 it was 554. So if you average the last three payments, it's less than 570. It's about 575.
I don't have my.
Because I knew there was an escalation in the fifth year, supposedly, or something, of 1%.
No, the 10th year.
The 10th year. Okay. These are so maybe we need to back up. So the Maple Leaf mortgage or loan payment, is that the loan payment on the
building? Yeah, it's like it's on an expense, but it's a revenue. Well, there's a revenue and an expense. I don't understand.
Right. This is the $254,000. That's budgeted for 24. Well,
I'll tell you what, private users, if we are going to put the $665,000 in there, is we take the $200,000 out.
Okay.
So you have just one line for payment of the correct amount of payment.
Okay, because then in 2024 here, looking at your budget as you presented it, the 544, where's your 24? The 544 had, we had that, and then we had the 254. And what you're saying is, that should have been combined.
I see what's happening now. It looks like we had the back Music Center's loan payment. Is that what's happening
there? Okay. You go back to 23.
And 22.
Those are actual expenses per book.
So we paid something out of that budget line that's supposed to be for the Maple Leaf Building Corporation loan. Why is that happening?
And I tell you, in 23, we paid, because right at the end of the year, we were gearing up to have the $267,000 that was excess funds to come back to the county. And we had a show canceled that was going to knock that dollar amount down. And I think Gary and I have talked about this, actually, with Susan. I think we talked about it back in February, but... not this particular incident, but so we paid out of the innkeeper's tax. We paid the last mortgage payment so that we could keep the distribution to the county at $267,000.
So it's not a loan payment fund. It's used for other things. Is that what I'm hearing? Greg, am I understanding this correctly?
That's what I'm hearing.
It's labeled as a loan payment, and quite frankly, I didn't even know it was in there from last year. So that's surprising, nor did I even know that those expenses were made out of, you know, what was the $2,210 payment?
I don't remember why it was $2,210.
I don't remember. And we're putting another $200 in the budget for 24. What did we spend?
I don't know why there's $254 in there. The $200 is ever all of them.
It says that was the budget's requested amount.
No, I don't have it in front of me. That's my breakdown. I don't have it.
I mean, kind of looks like the loan is not being paid by the Music Center. Am I reading that right?
The loan is being paid by the Music Center.
With the exception of 20, and I can't tell you the 22, with the exception of the last payment in 23,
and it could have been. It could have been.
Where does that show up here as a reimbursement to the county innkeeper's tax fund?
It's not.
It's not showing up.
It's not a reimbursement. We paid it out of the innkeeper's tax so that we could still give the county the $267,000.
Those are completely unrelated things, right? If I'm seeing that right, why would you care?
We could have made it less. We didn't, but we'd already talked about that being the number.
I mean, so why wouldn't you just make a loan payment and do that?
Because if we did that, it would affect the amount of money that was excess funds coming back to the county.
So it wouldn't look good?
No, it wouldn't look fine, but I mean, you just would have gotten $55,000 less.
So who paid the difference? Well, what's the difference? I don't know if you lost me on this. So,
where's the 55?
Out of the innkeeper's tax.
Out of the Music Center's budget?
Out of that line item.
Yeah, this makes no sense to me, and I'm a little worried about what I'm seeing here and the actual expenses from 22 and 23. It appears the Music Center was not paying its own mortgage in those years, and in 24 it budgeted for an even larger amount. I'd like to know what we
I don't know where the 254 come from, because that's not a number I submitted. I
can okay.
I've never submitted more than $200,000.
Yeah, Julie, it looks like the 24 number might have been mis-entered. By us, possibly at 254.
Well, up here, we think it was amended at the end.
Yes.
I picked this up from your appropriations ledger.
Gotcha.
Which is the official document that came at the end. On here, your budget book, that was pre-last minute.
Gotcha.
For the 24
sure.
budget.
Right.
But I picked it up from your appropriation letter. 23 and 22 are actuals.
So that money was spent out
that was
those
spent
line
in those
items.
Categories.
Who yeah. owns those line items?
Who owns
the, them? The one that where money was paid out of the Maple Leaf Building Corporation loan payment.
I mean, they were paid and assigned according to those budgets.
To the CBC?
CBC would be the other responsible.
Yeah, so we gave you the budget authorization.
Right.
And you spent 110 or authorized someone else to spend that money? Right?
Back here in
22. 22. Yeah. I guess I just don't understand why it wouldn't come out of the mortgage payment from the Music Center. Why would it come out of a separate line?
Add the two of those together.
Yeah,
add,
it's
add the
110,
940,
yeah.
and the 555,
yeah.
and then 23, the 55, and the 610. They both add up to 665, 630.
Well, but I just, you know, maybe it's just a weird thing. Things misrouted or something. You don't know either.
No, I don't know the 22. The 23 I do know. And here's the thing, and it's with the, Gary and Susan and I talked about this in February when I was here for a reappointment briefly, is I know that there's issues with the county financially, and how can we get more money county to help the county coffers. And one way to do it is the innkeeper's tax can pay the mortgage for the Music Center. The innkeeper's tax is allowed for that. It's the backing of that.
Man, that why does that surprise me, though? That
that's
we would
what
use
set
that
up
for that purpose. I thought we could never touch that.
Set up that way that the innkeeper's tax backs the mortgage.
Backs the mortgage is different than actually pays the mortgage with marketing dollars. And my understanding up to this point is that that has never happened, nor ever will, and there's no risk that it ever would. And so maybe I've missed all of this and I'm confused, but that's my understanding, and it's been repeated in these meetings, repeatedly.
I kind of want to come back to what you kind of...
Don't carry you.
Let's use a round number.
Yeah, no one ever accused Jim of that. He must be getting tired.
I am tired.
I'm just going to use, make up some round numbers just for the sake of,
right?
Let's say the innkeeper's tax, that the county cuts the check to the CBC for $1.6 million. You guys get your $1.6 million, you allocate it however you allocate it, right? The CBC, who cuts the check back to the county so that the county can make the debt service?
The music center.
So is that called the Maple Leaf Music Center?
Yeah, Maple Leaf.
Or is it Maple Leaf Management?
I'm not sure how that checks. Maple Leaf Management, I don't know how what it says.
The company's Maple Leaf Management, right? Because you have Maple Leaf Management, you have Maple Leaf Building Corporation, right? And then we have the CDC. So the money comes in, $1.6 million, round number. CDC gets it. They cut a check to Maple Leaf Management. Maple Leaf Management turns right around, okay, and covers the debt to the county. And they cover the debt out of the innkeeper's tax. If they cover the debt out of the innkeeper's tax, then you have the net profit, which the music center, you know, with $6.4 million worth of income, ought to have some serious, you know, ROI on it, right? Which then means that the music center would be able to cut a check back to the county to use for expenses, for county expenses with that, right? Whereas what we can't do is Brown County cannot take the innkeeper's tax, in other words, the $1.6 million,
right?
And we can't take $600,000 of stuff in the general fund and spend it on new trucks for the highway department. But if we got a check from Maple Leaf Management, all right, and then we could spend it on whatever the heck we want to spend it on. Is that kind of what you were saying? I think that's what I heard you say.
All right. Not directly like that.
No, just conceptually. Just conceptually.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Could we go back to that last screen?
Sure.
I think this is more detailed.
The expense one?
Well, and I see your revenue one there, and that's what throws me off on this expense one. Does the revenue match the expenses coming in to make
for actual 22?
Yeah.
We can go through it. For actual 22, 554 came in. 698, 554, 698, see it?
Yeah.
And the actual payment was 554, 698 on the music center.
Okay.
And on top of that, the revenue, the CBB, the hotel motel tax came in. Then in 23, the exact revenue came in 610, 168, and the payment was 610, 168. So the revenue came in and paid the payment.
In 23?
Yes.
What about 22 again? I didn't quite...
It was 554. Revenue's 554, okay. 698.
Good.
554, 698 good. Payment.
So what's the 110 and the 554, Kevin? Maybe did the mortgage drop or something? Or
no, I don't know why. I don't remember why it was done that way.
Why it was less than the mortgage due, right? I mean,
it's not, because you combine Maple Leaf Building Corp loan payment.
Yeah. If you combine those two, it's not, but I don't know why it was.
Those are expenses.
Right.
Okay. Now scroll up to the revenues that came in.
But I don't know why it's different. Those two added together do equal the payment, and I know the 23.
But here's the revenue coming in, Greg, and does that equal the payment going out for the mortgage, or aren't we short?
Well, in 22, so if we have to add the 554, 698, plus the 110940, yes, we would be short by the 110 because the total payment would be 665. The revenue is not 665 in 22.
What's the miscellaneous?
The 110 is missing from the revenue.
Correct, sir.
It didn't come in, but it went out for the mortgage.
Or basically, a hotel motel tax paid the 110.
So this is all innkeeper's revenue?
All innkeeper's.
Yes.
All innkeeper's.
Okay, so the innkeeper's tax ended up, do you think?
That's the miscellaneous revenue. That's the miscellaneous revenue is the hotel motel, the innkeeper's tax.
So who authorized the payment of the innkeeper's tax for the Maple Leaf mortgage? Did that even happen?
Well, of course, I have no idea. I wasn't here.
I mean, we would have that record, of course, right? Council, did we do that?
You had it in the budget, probably, but I don't know.
We authorized the budget, but then it was authorized, I'm happy to see the city, right?
Right, I mean, and all those claims come from me if there's a claim.
And who would you instruct to pay that bill?
The auditor's office.
The auditors, okay.
Because she'd have to look back and see. I mean, I just don't remember why it was done.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't think any of us knew, because we've not been saying that's ever happened, right? We said there's no risk, innkeeper's tax was never touched. That doesn't look like it's happening, maybe publicly figured out, right?
Well, I think the innkeeper's tax was touched prior to that, but during COVID, there was, innkeeper's tax did pay.
Yeah, some of the mortgage during COVID, because there was no income.
I heard the CVB, I mean, you know, it was described differently, but it sounds like the CVB ultimately slashed their staff and budget to make sure this loan payment could be made. Is that accurate?
No, I'm not going to speak for that.
Okay, so you don't know.
Okay.
We did give an emergency loan from the highway department to pay the mortgage.
In the same year.
That was back in 20, right?
Paid back in the same year.
Yeah, that was back in 20 or 21. And so we have lots of things that aren't really explainable today, it sounds like. The 8275 is a big one, right?
Well, it's, you know, again, it's just because numbers are.
8275 was everything. The 827 500 combined 150,000 for the BC Visitor Center.
Wages.
Combined 550,000 for the Brown County Visitor Center marketing, 70,000 for the Brown County Playhouse marketing, 7,500 for the Hilly Half Marathon, and 50,000 for the rent, insurance, and utilities for the Visitor Center. And then the 200,000, the Maple Leaf.
Okay, you guys submitted this as a CBC and talked about it at your meeting and designed this.
We did design this. I've designed it myself over the years, so that's
okay. So it's the same as we've always seen, or is it different? Or
it's actually less than it's been in the past. That was in 24. It's less than 24.
And then on the grants, how do the grants work through the CBC? And I see you pre-authorizing some grants for next year. I know you just authorized some for this year. These are already decided and designated for these other nonprofits, or?
So it's just, it's ones we continue to do, those two particular ones. So.
Okay. And then how do you handle grants at the CBC? And you, it's the board, right? It's not just you, it's your whole board. I see several back here.
Yeah.
So how do you go through that process, if you wouldn't mind? I mean, because you're overseeing taxpayer funds there in that process as a CBC, it's kind of your primary purpose, right? So help us understand how you distribute.
Well, during 2024 in that budget process, we'd asked for some additional money for a project that the CBB had talked about potentially doing a marketing project. And that was a Chicago marketing project. We talked about it during the budget process. And they end up not doing it. And they end up not doing it, one, because it was going to cost more than what we originally had thought. So we didn't do it. So the money was there. We had requested it. The money was there in the budget. So it allowed us.
In 24. If the budget went way down, $130,000 less in 24 was requested from what was actually spent the year before. And I think that's below the CDB's actual annual budget that was distributed.
I don't know why, and I think, there again, I don't know why it's.
Keep in mind, the first two columns are actual.
Yes.
Actual.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at the 24.
And the third is what was requested.
Right.
24 is what was requested.
But it's how it got broke out, and I'm not sure how it got broke out on your thing, and I don't have my form.
Could we dig up our old forms and make sure we double, triple check who requested what those numbers said?
Yeah, what the budgets were for 22,
23, 24. All three of those years.
And then I think what would be helpful is the itemized budget.
Yeah. Yeah, and back to the grants. How do you distribute grants? Help us understand that.
Well, they have to be, one, they come to us and make a presentation. They have to meet the 501c not-for-profit status in order to do that. We look at it, what's it going to do to draw tourism in Bryan County? Is it going to bring people in? Is it going to be a revenue generator for the county, you know, for helping increase income? You look at those things, and that's how we weigh it out.
And how do you pay those people?
The check actually comes from the CDD. I send a claim to
CDC.
The
office.
Oh. I send a claim to the auditor's office.
The auditor's office, okay. And then, so you get claims for those grants.
Let me finish, Scott.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure because I didn't think you did. But.
The CBC never touches money. We never get a check. We don't have a checking account. We have nothing. All of our money that we get comes from through the auditor's office.
Yeah.
Every dime.
Yeah, and up here on the budget.
Right. Yeah, we see it right here.
So they never give us a checking. We don't have a checking account. Yeah. We don't manually write checks.
Right, but you oversee the $900,000 or whatever it is.
We oversee those funds, but we don't write the checks.
Sure. So you
send. So I submitted a claim to the auditor's office. They send it. And I had it made out to the CBB, and then the CBB wrote the check to those organizations that we gave grants to. So we've done it.
So the CDC operates out of the county auditors. County auditor physically cuts a check, Julie, to the Maple Leaf Management and Maple Leaf and the CBB?
Not to the Maple Leaf Management, only to the CBB or the Bryan County Playhouse, the other people we have listed here.
Yeah.
That we
so the grant, why would you?
So Maple Leaf Management never takes constructive receipt of any innkeeper's capital? Mm-hmm. Ever? Mm-hmm. That's all trapped internally in the auditor's office?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 1127.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if the grants. Yeah.
They never. Maple Leaf Management and nor the CDC never takes constructive receipt.
No.
The only entity that actually takes constructive receipt would be the CDB.
Or the YMCA or.
Yeah, but they, I'm just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because those are gifts. Those are local gifts. I didn't know that.
I'm still trying to figure out why we would pay. The payment structure there for a grant is just weird that it would go through an outside private entity. Through the count from the CBC authorizing the payment to the auditor to an outside private nonprofit, the CBB, who then turns around and writes a check to a different nonprofit that they didn't authorize payment for. It's not in their budget, I would assume. Like, why is the CBB acting
as a tomorrow? But we're giving them additional. That's the way. At one point, and Scott, I can't tell you when it was, but at one point the CBC used to be able to, we held money in a separate account with the CBB. We've never been able to write checks. The CBC has never physically ever written checks.
That's fine. I don't know why we would send it through the CBBs in their contract. And maybe it's a very strange, long, administratively cumbersome, seemingly not very tractable kind of way to do it.
Well, we're getting everything going through 1127.
That's helpful.
And then on the sub, I call it the sub-recipient level. The sub-recipient level, when you give it to CBB, do they make sub-awards?
I don't think they make
sub-awards. I didn't hear that from them.
Only if it's something that we give them in addition to, like these grants. We send them additional funds.
So to get money to the YMCA, she sends it.
To the YMCA.
To the YMCA.
Not through the CDB, right?
Right.
The YMCA.
I thought I heard you say that. Maybe, I thought I heard you say that.
So now what I'm trying to figure out, let's dissect it.
Yeah.
We got all those, we got the Boys Club, we got the YMCA, whatever. They all get it from the auditor's office. What grant, what sub-award is there out of CDB?
That would have been two we did this year, three we did.
And who would they be?
The Bryan County Pickleball Club Incorporated, which is
Heard that.
Purdue Pickleball Courts. And the Bryan County Bike Association for a pump track. These are all Deer Run Park.
And that all came out of your $654,500 because you either paid the YMCA or CBB out of the $654,000. And here it's labeled CBB, but it's also grants that go to the Y or whoever else.
Okay. Yeah, I still don't think that number's correct, and I don't have.
It was low. I mean,
it should be more.
Yeah, it seems like it. Okay. Yeah. Because the contract with the CDB is a sell, it's a loan, is what, 715
a year?
712. So it's 60 some under that, plus grants coming out of that same line.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if.
It should be higher than that. I don't know why it's not.
It should be. That's the budget request.
That's what I'm saying, is 2025 is actually lower than 24.
So yeah. What may have to happen?
So we'll go back and check 22, 23, and 24 originally requested numbers. And then the detail, you know, wouldn't hurt to have the details of those 3 years.
And so if I understood that right, and there is a process where sub-grantees are granted by the CB, the CBC awards grants, and it goes to the CBB for
to write the check. We actually send a claim in to the office on the state, write an additional check to the CBB.
And then the CBB turns around and writes it to John Prop. Do we have any grant agreements with these nonprofits, or is it just a check and it just walks out the door?
No, they have to come. They come back. We don't have a written agreement, but it's in our minutes.
There's no contract.
No.
There's no grant
they
agreement.
Have to come back and
no clawback measures for the tax dollars that are given out. It's just a check and it's gone.
You're right. But there's no written agreement.
And what's the distinction between the pickleball grant and the YMCA grant? Why couldn't they go the same route?
They could.
Okay.
They could. Except the pickleball is a separate corporation. So.
And the other one is a separate corporation. So you're running that through the CBB because of the separate corporation, even though the YMCA is a separate corporation too.
Right.
Okay.
So you said,
I don't know why it's.
Okay.
Thank you for the help.
Yeah. So yeah, it's not simple.
And I'm willing to change on however needs to change.
Yeah, I think we may want to have.
Can we set up a meeting to rectify the numbers and the procedure?
Yeah.
We're going around here.
And then may I go you said into the money into the county coffers, and we seem to be, that coffer seems to have a very tight lid on it. When we get the money from you all from the music center, and the coffer lid says for maintenance and replacement of the music center.
I think you're talking
about that. That's a different fund.
Yeah,
that's a different fund.
It's a million.
But that's the money coming from the music center that you said to help with the coffers, is it not?
No, that bucket
has to overflow first.
That is part of the music center budget. That is in the music center bucket.
Right, but I'm talking about the county bucket. Does that, he said, we give you that money so you can put it in your coffers.
Well, that was, the excess funds at the end of the year.
That's what I'm talking about. Right. So the excess funds go into our coffers, the county.
Yeah.
And I thought it was restricted.
No,
I don't know.
I don't think so.
The only thing that's restricted is the $1 for ticket tax.
The ticket tax. So where is the excess money going in what fund? And the ticket tax has got its own fund, I remember that. But where's the excess going? I thought we found out that that was going in the ticket tax fund.
I just came into this conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think Gary, we should probably sort of, we've got lots of.
We got to double check that.
Procedural changes.
Because.
I think we're installed tonight.
No, I did want, so the, we did the flow track, and who did that check go to? For the flow track on Deer Run?
I think it's a breakfast, Spiking Association.
Okay, not Kate Danielle's group?
It is their group, but not.
Oh, they are, the Mount Biking Association.
Okay.
Okay, so can we get, say, you three, you and Julie, and we get together, maybe try and resolve some of this? Darren, you want to be part of it?
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Good, yeah.
Guys, arrange a meeting, you take care of this stuff?
And then, yeah, and then on the budget, I think we had a big pause here. Approving this and kind of ask for, until we clean things up, obviously it's not going anywhere, but clean this up, get accurate information.
Yeah.
From there, so what we want to do as a council.
Sounds good. Anything else? You guys got anything else before we let go? We're going to have a meeting, can you guys try to resolve these situations?
No, thanks again.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not simple.
Yeah, the actuals are the actuals, but we'll double check.
We definitely will look at.
And I have a question, it's going into the rainy day fund.
I'm sorry.
The excess.
Rainy day fund.
The 25%.
The one he said, giving you as far as coffers, which is now 50%.
Well, not yet, it's still 25.
Okay. Okay, that's went to the rainy day fund. Technically, I don't think that's right.
Yeah, that's not correct. So, yeah, we need to look at that.
We're going to double check.
Well, I think that's a thing, yeah, to look at. Because we also.
Because if it goes into the rainy day fund, Greg.
Pardon?
If this goes into the rainy day fund, that restricts how much we can actually put of the general fund in the rainy day fund.
No.
What? There's a certain percentage of our
15.
Budget that we get. So does that deduct from the 15% that we can put into?
The way I understand the law, it's 15% of your budget can be moved from the general, let's use it, just the general fund. 15% of the general fund budget can be moved to the rainy day fund.
Okay.
That's all by itself.
In addition to other money that's also put into the rainy day fund.
I don't know if the law says in addition to.
Okay, well that's what I'm asking, because I don't want any of the excess revenue from here.
I've never heard that, but then nobody puts anything in the rainy day fund other than the one supplemental the state made us. And this movement each year.
Okay.
Nobody else puts any other revenue in the rainy day fund.
Right.
That I don't.
Okay. Well, what does it, and just, we'll get off on this, but we also pay, the Music Center pays a $54,000 a year at the pilot, so payment in lieu of taxes.
Now, that one I think does go to the general fund. I think I've seen that.
So that's just something that we need to, if we get together, we need to.
And I'm thinking the excess ought to go to the general fund to help support police protection and sheriff and everything that goes on out there. But, you know, that dummy me, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, there's one more thing to throw into that we should talk about.
Yeah, and where is that proceeded in? Is it being received? If so, where's it going? You know, is it an accurate number? What's the assessed
value. This is an exercise we have to go through as we move from sort of a categorical approach into policies, processes, and procedures. We're trying to get our act together.
Would it be really nice to have a flow chart that shows very graphically, you know, in boxes, where the money comes and where the money goes. And, you know, on that. And that would be so helpful from the CVB, then to the CVB, and then we would ask that same flowchart from them, and then we flowchart the whole thing.
I see some CVB members in the. I don't know if you already made these payments directly to these nonprofits, but of cash we make.
But we have. We can get.
Okay.
Grant agreements.
And our payment in lieu of taxes is $62,000. Does that ring a bell?
It might be.
Okay, because that's what I show up here is what you. Unless we get another payment in lieu of tax, that seems to be the only one. That's a round number of 62 each year. So, yeah, that goes into the general fund and helps support.
How many years has that been received?
So if you, I've got it for 4 years, the actual 2 years, it's budgeted for 62 in 24 and 25. So all, you know, so I've only got actual receipts for 2 years. And it was 59 and 61. Like I said, there's not too many receipts and disbursements. I don't know.
So you say we have two payments of the pilot?
We have receipt. Yes. 51,000 and 60, what, almost 62,000.
How many should we have received?
That I don't know.
More than two.
Two. How many?
Two.
So we got the two.
Is it two?
I think it's only two.
Yeah. Well, it's started.
Yeah, it's only two.
It is only two.
I'll find out. I'll have Jeff run this.
When everything happened, there was nothing.
All right, we're going to have to vacate this room shortly, so you guys will have to take care of that when we get together. All right.
We're moving on to a very boring bomb discussion, so you're welcome to leave.
Can I ask Lynn where the follow-up budget meeting's going to be held, please?
It's important to make all these public.
Yeah, this meeting is not on the county calendar, so I'm wondering how we find out about that meeting.
Thank you for noting that. That's not good.
It was posted out there. Sometimes that's where it gets.
When is our next meeting, folks? Are we?
August 19th is the next meeting.
August 19th is the next council meeting. 6:30 in this room. And then the website will be updated with other meetings in between. So.
This specific follow-up budget meeting, when is that?
I don't know yet.
And then how does the public see the financial P&L statements and the proposed budget?
For
the purposes of seeing what's going on with the taxpayer money.
Well, CBS. The CBC, you mean the...
Yeah, where do we see the P&Ls and the proposed 2025 budget?
I would just ask Kevin, he's right behind you. Okay. And if you can't get it, a copy there, just ask, come to me and I'll give you one.
Okay, thank you.
We've got one other item on the list. Susan, we have a sheriff's
How do we